and it's from Matthew 13 about the kingdom of God and a scribe who is instructed, or rather someone who's been instructed, or a disciple of the kingdom of heaven. And if we'll just jump to Matthew 13, it will just be just so short. Matthew 13, verse 44, the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like a very precious treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid again. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field, in brackets, securing that treasure for himself. And then verse 45 says that, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, and upon finding a single pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Then verse 47 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet, which was lowered into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. And when it was full, they dragged it up on the beach, and they sat down and sorted out the good fish into baskets, but the worthless ones they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous, and throw the wicked into the furnace of fire. In that place, there will be weeping over sorrow and pain, and grinding of teeth over distress and anger. So verse 51, Jesus asked them, have you understood all these things in the lessons of the parables? They said to Jesus, yes. He said to them, therefore, every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out of his treasure things that are new and fresh, and things that are old and familiar, or things that are new and old, or things that are new and fresh, and things that are old and familiar. And for me, it was just a question of value, and God was just trying to tell us today that where do we place our value? Because you remember when the verse that says where a man's treasure is, there his heart is, and God is trying to tell us today that, and remind us that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, when we think of the things of God, when we think of the scriptures, when we think of our relationship with God, it is something that is treasured. It is something that is valuable. And if you think about on earth, when we have treasures, we keep them safe. We hide them. We have treasurers. I mean, you know, when your possessions are beyond your capacity, then you need a treasurer to take care of them. And if you look at the scriptures, God says that, I mean, he told the Israelites that, see how I rescued you from Egypt. I carried you on eagle wings. If you obey me, if you walk with me, you know, if you faithfully keep my commandments, you'll be my treasured possessions. You know, treasured possessions. And God calls, you know, the heavens are described as the treasure house of God. You see, he says, I will open up my treasure house and pour out, you know, a blessing of rain or abundance that beyond your capacity to bear. So God also in himself has a treasure house, and the heavens are his treasure house. But not just the heavens being his treasure house, in as much as he has so much splendor and so many treasures in heaven, he still chose we as men to be his most special treasure, and to be especially we that follow him, we that obey him, we that look unto him. And so God values us, and he has chosen us, you know, to be a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. you know, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So God has chosen we that believe in him, we that honor him, we that trust in him to be his treasured possession. And likewise, he now places great value in us. And now he tells us that, and this is what now Jesus was telling his disciples, giving them, teaching them in parables, and, you know, teaching the masses in parables. And he tells them that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. And that means that there are things that are hidden that God hides. You know, there's a scripture that says, I am a God that hideth myself. And he loves to, you know, to reveal himself and then also hide himself. That means that there are things that God has laid. It's the glory of God to hide a matter. It is the honor of kings to search it out. So the kingdom of God has treasures that as we dig, as we find, as we search, you know, as we dig through the fields and we find the treasure, then we find something of value. And that what we find is more valuable than anything else in life. And that's why, you know, when we are asked, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know, and when you think of all that's happening in the media of how, you know, men have been selling their souls and, you know, for goods, for wealth, for prosperity of the world. And yes, it is, they pay a heavy price. And the heaviest price that anyone can pay is actually their soul. But you see, when we are finding the kingdom of God, we find that it is of great treasure. Why? Because it holds value for this world and the world to come. And you see, that's why when we're told, give, you know, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, then you will have treasure in heaven. God is showing us and reminding us that his kingdom and his world and what he has great treasure. And treasure is never found on the surface. I mean, if gold was found on the surface or if diamonds were found on the surface, I mean, everyone would be rich and it wouldn't be treasure. But treasure is hidden. But God says, I will give you the treasures of darkness, things in hidden places. That means there are things that God has hidden for the seekers and for those who are honorable, who are kings, who desire to search it out. And when they search it out and they find it, then it holds value for all things. And eventually he says, every scribe, every teacher of the law, every disciple of the kingdom of God is like a householder, is like the owner of a house. And every owner of a house has a treasure house. And as you're instructed in the kingdom of God, as you become a scribe in the kingdom of God, a disciple of the kingdom of God, what happens is that you are storing up treasure within you. Think of how Mary treasured up all these things. And when the time comes that you need to shine forth, when the time comes that you need to release that treasure, then you are able to bring forth out of your treasure both things that are old and things that are new, both things that are fresh. Actually, it starts with the fresh and new and fresh, and things that are old and familiar. And I think of just how God, you know, teaches us. You know, you find something new in scriptures and God links it up with something that you knew of old. And eventually these two, you know, form a potent or a very powerful scripture or a powerful word that can take you through. And so when we walk in the kingdom of God, when we become disciples, when we search out, when we move beyond the surface value, just, you know, finding things that are just on the surface, and move towards the hidden things, trying to seek out the treasures that God has laid out for us in His Word and in our relationship with Him, then we become men of value. And you know how the Word tells us that by wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, and you know by knowledge every room is filled with precious things. So God makes us to be men of value and men who carry His treasure. And when we meet men who need that, when we meet men who need the oil, we are able to release that treasure from within and from without, from old and new, from new and old, from fresh and familiar. And we can be the light of the world, and we can be men that God can use. So I'll just stop there and just thoughts at all on my heart, and I pray that God will give us reflections on it. Yeah, so over.
Thank you for sharing. I think I'm going to take time to read the passage of scriptures and just learn more from it.
Amen. Okay, thank you. No, it shall be well. It shall be well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you. I give you glory. I thank you that you call us forth to find you, and to find you not just on the surface, but to find you in the hidden places, that you are a God that has hidden matters. It is your glory, and you say it is the honor of us kings to find out the scriptures, to find out the treasures. And I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your hand. I pray that we may be built up to be men of value, men who have searched out the precious pearls that are in your kingdom, that are in your word, and that those treasures that we can bring out, both the new and the old, and we can be a blessing not only to ourselves, but also to a dying world. And I pray that even as we carry on with our responsibilities, strengthen us, walk with us, be our shield, our guide, our portion, direct our very steps, O God. On our own, we fail in many ways, but we ask of your mercies that you strengthen and you renew us and you give us grace, O God. Give us the tongue of the learned. Give us well-instructed guidance, direction, and to know what to do each and every moment. We pray for your wisdom in all that we do. May your hand be with us, direct us, and strengthen us. We honor, we adore you, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed morning and day ahead. Shalom.
Thank you, sir. You too.